The Sayings of Lao Tzu. Exploring the profound teachings of one of China's most important philosophers and learning how his sayings can be seen as the gateway to all mysteries. Episode 54. Search for the answer within. I'm Bob Jones. And in this podcast series, we're going to immerse ourselves in Lao Tzu's wisdom, which is gathered together as the Tao Te Ching, and learn how his sayings provided a roadmap, not just for his contemporaries, but also how relevant they are for our lives today. Verse 54.
善建者不拔，善抱者不脱。子孙以祭祀不辍。Good
builders do not give up. Good holders do not let go. Lineage worshippers do not quit.
修之于身，其德乃真。修之于家。 其德乃于修之于乡，其德乃长；修之于邦，其德乃丰；修之于天下，其德乃普。Cultivate
this in yourself, and your德 will be genuine. Cultivate this in your family, and your dirt will be plenty. Cultivate this in your village, and your dirt will take the lead. Cultivate this in your state, and your dirt will be abundant. Cultivate this in the whole world, and your dirt will be universal.
故以身观身，以家观家。 以乡观乡，以邦观邦，以天下观天下。吾何以知天下然哉？以此。Through
one person you observe all persons. Through one family you observe all families. Through one village you observe all villages. Through one state you observe all states. And through the world you observe the world. How do I know that the world is like this? That is how. This verse comes across as being quite Confucian. Lao Tzu was actually a little older than Confucius, according to legend, but Taoism is seen as a reaction to Confucian thought. So occasionally, you find little references to Confucian ideas, which were probably quite commonly held beliefs, common sense, at the time. Cultivation is one such concept. To be a good person, you had to work at it. You had obligations to your family members, your village and your country. Lao Tzu neither likes obligations nor having to work at anything. So what's he getting at in this verse? Lao Tzu's sense of cultivation is voluntary, unforced, for the sake of doing it and no other reason, not for money and certainly not for obligation. The last section more or less equates with the biblical command, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's to say, treat others as you want to be treated. Think also of the saying, to fully understand someone, you need to walk a mile in their shoes. He's saying that you don't need to look far to understand the actions of others, family, villages, states, and even the way of the universe. Start by understanding yourself. What drives you? What holds you back? What you fear? What you love? Understanding starts by observing yourself. In one sense, this is a very frustrating verse. Lao Tzu ends it with a question that does not seem to be answered fully. How does he know the world is like this? By this? By what? We can only assume it is because of the things he has just listed. It's just one of those points in his sayings where you just have to go with the flow and accept that Lao Tzu is being just a little bit too profound. The English translations of the Tao Te Ching and some of the explanations of those verses quoted in this podcast come from the book Thus Spoke Lao Tzu, a new translation with commentaries. Our special thanks go to the writer of this book, Charles Q. Wu, and the publisher, the Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This is Bob Jones. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time. This has been a China Plus podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and be sure to subscribe wherever you listen. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us via email at podcast@cri.com.cn or find us on Twitter, China Plus Pods.